First World Order Radio, finally, we are on the air, no doubt,
no doubt.
Alright.
There's always gonna be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio.
We get on into some of that border consciousness tonight.
First World Order Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m.
We got to talk about what is taking place on the planet.
There's always going to be somebody in the building on First World Order Radio. First, we need to let you know we're going to be doing more shows, giving out more information on Wednesdays. Wednesday is 8 o'clock. We are now going to make this the hottest day of the week.
Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance. System regulates the range of our specifics and the rules based on value and natural characteristics. Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air, same as your thoughts transmits it. Proceeding levels in time, order, importance. The most prominent parts, voices, or instruments. Earthly state of human concerns and existence. An indefinite multitude, quantity, or distance.
Order.
System regulates to bring about specifics and the rules based on value and natural characteristics.
Radio.
Current radiates electromagnetics of sound through the air, same as your thoughts transmits it.
You need to understand how magical this something like this every Wednesday can become. So you need to start getting your calendar right, get your schedule right. You need to know our intention straight out.
All right, so, I mean, these clues are given throughout the various languages for us to piece the puzzle of this ancient mystery school back together again.
And what we plan on doing, both of us, is bringing y'all some surefire dynamite. We're going to take this level up a notch. We're going to have stuff to do here. This is not just going to be about philosophy, about theories, shit that works.
You have activated pipelines that produce this black chemical called melanin.
What we did was gave a hard line in the sand between the different definitions of esoteric study and exoteric study. Playtime is over.
All right, family. First World Order Radio. We have a wonderful show lined up today, but before the show, I want to give a couple of announcements. We will be having our conference September the 18th, 19th, and 20th. We're really excited. It's the Melanin Conference. So we look forward to seeing everyone there. You can go to dralimlbay.com and look under the calendar of events to get more information. As we see people are rolling in, we will be having Brother Amun Tahuti, Yahshua. He's going to speak on, is planet Earth ruled by reptilians? So, brother, if you can press 1 so your so I can see your number. But basically, he'll be going in on Credo Mutwa, which is a South African-based Zulu shaman, during which Mutwa tells of African legends about the Shitari, the reptilian-like gods who ascended from heaven in a monstrous vessel which burned through the atmosphere. These so-called gods, because the dictator of the people taking away the potentiality and the power of the human race. And that's deep, y'all. The other thing that our people say is that the Saturians preyed upon us like vultures, so flying through the sky, picking people up. And then they also raised some of us, like the Tarzan vibe. They fill some of us with great anger and also ambition. So working off the lower nature. And they make these people, they've raised into warriors who make trouble and make war so that they can have, so they can use their ambition and their anger. But in the end, the Satari do not allow these great leaders, chiefs and kings to die peacefully. Now, the warrior's chief is used to make as much war as possible in order to kill as many of the people that they call enemies. And then in the end, the warrior chief dies again, a terrible death. Now, with his blood being spilled by others, the Cree du Mutuat on the reptilian hybrid leaders. Over time, these bloodlines created a sort of transnational web of control. And as history progressed, they rooted themselves deeper and deeper into the system. And then structures were developed by men in order to hide them. Now today, they make up secret societies such as the Illuminati, which pull the strings in regard to the directions that society follows. They have created massive distractions with media, politics, and entertainment, and they have dumped down the general population through the poisoning of the food, we all know about that, the poisoning of the air, as well as the water supply. So what is the ultimate goal of these hybrid bloodlines? Which you can tell they have hybrid bloodlines when you, or you can tell the mixing with these reptilians through eczema, different things like that, or webbed feet, webbed hands. This is all proof of the mixing in with the hybrid bloodline. Now, what the hybrids want is power and control. Whatever the intention is behind the control structures, it is obvious that is not in harmony with the well-being of mankind, of the planet, because we got all this mess going on. All right, now, the speaker, if you can press 1 so that I can see you, and then open up your mic. Also, too, press 1, too, if you had an experience where you have seen or you thought you saw a reptilian. All right. Brother Amun, is this you? Okay. All right. Well, I am basically the helpmate of Dr. Eileen. So I'm gonna give you what I can, because that's what I can do. But today we had a brother come in, and they got a chance to do Tai Chi and Qigong. So he's late. He's late for the vibe. And then also, too, the brother who set up the show is late, too. But on Thursdays, we have me and Mai, and they add on really beautifully, and they make music. So I'm just going to drop a couple of their songs.
Ready to show up?
Yeah. Trying to keep my head above the water. Gotta make a way for my son and my daughter. Out on the grind, time is running out fast. I gotta make some moves so I can get this cash.
Careful how you move, cause they recognize your power. There's no bullshit coming by the hour.
Looking out the window, putting tickets on my car.
Call the cops again, I can't believe they took it too far.
Oh no, they got me heated, ready to black. Run in the house and grab my gas.
Ooh, they said he plotting, trying to take a nigga off. We gotta keep our head full so we won't get lost. Times are hard, but we'll be fine. Keep giving praise to the Most High.
Most High.
Times are hard, but we'll be fine.
If we keep giving praise to the Most High. One life, one love. Giving thanks and praise to the man up above y'all. One life, one love. Giving thanks and praise to the man up above. One life, one love. Giving thanks and praise to the man up above. One life, one love.
I love that. You know, one life, one love, giving thanks and praise to the man up above. Now, we all know that's symbolic to your crown chakra, your Christ seat, your pineal gland. So that's just a beautiful vibration. Also, too, they have another joint. It's called God Bless America. They actually shot this footage in the police station.
I pray that God would make us have a peaceful assembly.
Uh-huh.
But I was warned by several, and the police told me that they had an escape route planned for me, and I told my staff there would be no escape route for me. If they start killing my people, I will die with my people.
They brought a tyrant chain, changing my family's name. Enslaved in America, and I remain. I watch my father slain, children born in vain, robbed of their virgin and so life changed. Now you wanna say it's okay. Forget it, it's a shame. Spread some more confusion, teaching my people your ways. And it still happens today. A nation that has changed inside America. Even though for the revolution, yeah. The free. What does that mean to me? If I'm responsible and I accept my identity, tell me what I should believe. The stories they can see inside America. No, I'm not that naive. So why are you killing those things? Is this what Iraq now needs? Is it all of Bin Laden, or you wanna change the regime? Is it that threat of your greed, the reason for your deeds? This ain't the democracy in America, please. Get ready for the revolution.
America.
King and McDonald's without the takeout in the drive-thru. Label me a criminal, but what I really am is a commodity. Especially in the eyesight of the system where conviction helps the economy. All entities gotta earn their salary. Cops, lawyers, judges, adult parole and probation, bills, bondsmen, the sheriff's departments, and the whole prison administration. To stop the drug trade will be devastating to the systematic structure designed to make a profit. There's no way you can fully convince me with today's sophisticated technology that they can't stop it. The Department of Corrections is one of the fastest growing industries in this country. Yeah, criminals deserve being locked up, but it's the petty ones that I'm talking about where everything gets all funky. Catch me with a few bags, wanna send me up for a few years, but if I swindle a few hundred G's illegally, I'm not considered a menace to society, only in America.
Talk about the Constitution and this country being founded on it.
All right, that's my cue again. like I said, I'm a helpmate, and that's what I do. I add on. But, you know, that's deep how they, like, you know, God bless America with all this stuff going on, you know. And it really is like, it's like when I look on Facebook, I see it seems like my people don't know what to do. You know, we very emotional. Men like to say women are too, but I've been noticing it's like that's all that's manifesting is emotionalism. So, you can add on and let us know what others is doing. I'll be inspired, yo, because I know what we doing. You know, but you know what? For real, real talk, we can't be the only ones adding on. So I ain't even finna act like that. I want to give a shout out to those who adding on, who recognizing that we in this situation. And even though what happened to Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown and, oh God, it's so many, you know, Sandra Bland, that it's still happening to us as a people. So I look forward to seeing this change. I look forward to divine intervention. My daddy always said we need divine intervention. You know, so I look forward to us tapping into our sacred abilities and coming alive in order to change this situation. I really like Brother Rod Netta's music, but I don't see it. I really don't see it. And then I don't want to do copyrights of other songs and stuff, but the brother who was supposed to come on, Brother Amun Tahuti, Yahshua, he was supposed to speak on the planet Earth ruled by reptilians. But family, we don't even have shows on Saturday. And he's not pressing one, so I have no idea what his number is. So I'm just going to add on until we get here. I think I'm going to do the 528 hertz, which is love intentions. Now, this is a powerful, sacred tone. If there's arguing in the home or dis-ease of any kind, then you can play these sacred tones, and it'll help to alleviate that. Also, burning some cinnamon and some honey and reading Psalms 45. But let's listen to this. Wow, I love that energy. You know, I've been in crystals all day, so I needed that. Hopefully it helped to remove blockages in your heart chakra and also stimulated you as well. So, Dr. Aileen did get here, and y'all know he can speak on all subjects. So, he'll be coming on.
Heaven and earth will be new. Even a new planet in our own galaxy will be born into a second sun.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to find Rhymetta stuff. So, why are you waiting on Aileen? Because it's not copyrighting issue. Okay, we're introducing Dr. Aileen Newhelson.
All right, peace, peace, peace. We're going to try to deal with the subject matter for tonight. Glad that you're held on. We're going to get into it. All right. Is this planet ruled by reptilians? Well, this is a good book that is out currently. Of course, many have heard of David Icke, as well as also Dr. Malachi York and many others in which that have dealt with the subject. Let me explain the reptilian. Number one, we're talking about the R complex, which is right below the medulla oblongata at the back of the head. That is the primal brain, or the more primitive brain, in which that we have. That brain is based on fight or flight, survival. So if you're in a constant state of fight or flight, which is fighting and surviving for, you know, your life, natural selection type of mentality, just like the Albions, or who is called the Tamahu, or who are allegedly in control of this planet right now, their whole thing is based on eugenics, which is the population of the globe, in which that they want it down to 500 million, as compared to it being, you know, 6.6 billion people. They want to eradicate more than 6 billion people off the planet. Now, that is a reptilian mindset, real primitive. And of course, Credo Mutua made the point when he said that these bloodlines, that over time that these bloodlines created a sort of transnational web of control. Control over society on the nine battlefronts, which is mentioned by Francis Quest Wilson and Dr. Nellie Fuller. If you get Dr. Francis Quest Wilson's book, The ISIS Papers, she speaks of these nine battlefronts. You talk about war, economics, labor, sex, religion, education, politics, entertainment, you know, and law. You know, so these are the nine battlefronts on which that these individuals have their tentacles in. And the history progressing through the rooted themselves deeper and deeper into the systems and structures that were developed, you know. So today, you know, they make up the secret society, as we now call it, as the so-called Illuminati, or as we say, Killuminati, all right, who pulled the strings in regard to the direction that society follows. They play both fields, all right? They'll play both extremes, the right wing and the left wing. They don't care who wins, all right? They have created massive distraction with the media, politics, and entertainment, and they have dumbed down the general population through the poisoning of the food up there, of the food, of course, through Franken food, GMO food, through the air, in particular, of the chemtrails, and interfering with the using manipulation of weather, weaponry, pulse beam weaponry, you know, even the water supply with the high amounts of fluoride in the water. So what is the ultimate goal as this hybrid bloodline? And understand that we're seeing that the bloodline of these individuals, like, for example, up to 8% of the Albion and Asians actually have Neanderthal blood. All right. So when we talk about the reptilians, we're talking about actually a species of the lower fourth dimension of the first and second overtone level of what we refer to as the fourth dimension, which is only one overtone to two overtones over from here, from this third dimensional apparent reality, in which that when a person is based on fear, their life is based on fear, but the fear factor, these entities are able to attach themselves at the second, at the first and second chakra, all right, at the first and second chakra of the body, all right, via the auric field of the individual, in which that produces leaks and holes in the individual's auric field, which can actually promote dis-ease, all right, ailments, mental, emotional problems, etc., etc. Now, these entities also would drain the life force from the individual in which that they have attached themselves to. All right. So when you talk about a reptilian, you're talking about actually an astral entity that has tapped itself and connected itself by way of the R complex, which is the reptilian portion of the brain or the brain stem, via the first and second chakra, which is the endocrine gland system of the body, which is actually the sexual chakra. In other words, your genitalia. Within the man is the testes and the prostate gland. Within the woman is the ovaries and the uterus, as well as also the navel chakra, which is around the back of the navel chakra is the sacral bone chakra. And the sacral is a downward triangular shape bone, which is the base part of the 33 vertebrates, and it is connected to the coccyx bone area. All right. And inside of the rectangular shaped bone is the kundha or kundalini, which is referred to as the serpentine fire. So, hence, another serpent or snake, or what they refer to as a reptilian. All right. When doing a cobra breath technique, you don't necessarily feel at first the warming up of the spine. You actually feel a coolness, all right, when doing a cobra breath technique and raising the kundalini shakti through the spine, all right? So this coolness is symbolic also to this reptilian because at first, as you raise it up, you'll feel that coolness. As it goes back down, that's when you begin to start feeling the heating up aspect. All right. So that's the yin and yang principle of the kundalini, what's called kundalini shakti, kundalini Shiva. Kundalini shakti is at the base chakra, which is at the sacral bone, and kundalini Shiva is at the crown chakra, at the pineal gland, where the soul is embedded at, in which upon awakening becomes Krishna, or what we call the ninth incarnation of Vishnu, which is the fish deity, which is talking about within men, the fish, which is the sperm, travels up all 33 vertebrates to get baptized in the third ventricle of the brain and receive the spark of life of God from the divine soul, which is immortal, everlasting, everlasting, you know. Same attributes as that in which that you would say God is, the soul is. And so the soul transfers that spark of life to that sperm, which is symbolic to the Vishnu, because it is coming from Krishna, all right, in which that it travels back down to be gushed forth from the testicles to produce another Christ upon this planet, all right. That is also a working of what we refer to as this serpentine fire, okay? So you want to get the esoteric information in there for y'all can understand what you're really dealing with. So notice that on Baphomet, you see the pole doesn't go no higher than the first and the second chakra, all right? That's because lust and greed is located at that area when the Kundalini is in its negative polarity at that first and second chakra, all right? Both of those attributes stems from fear. Fear is the opposite of love, all right? So you're dealing with fear. The manifestation of that will put you into a survival state altogether because you feel as if someone is going to take something from you, whether it's your life, whether it's your loved one, whether it's something in which that you have gathered or gained in this life experience. All right. So an individual mindset like that is an individual who can easily become possessed, all right, by these astral entities in which that can appear to be reptilian in nature. All right, reptiles, actually, these astral entities are actually called familiars in the Bible. They also can change. They're shapeshifters. But ultimately, even as the Bible says, it states that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of darkness. Well, we come to find out that the reptilians and the greys are controlled by the shadow beings. The shadow beings are the ones, all right, in which that controls the reptilians and the greys and various other extraterrestrial or intergalactical or astral entities or beings, all right? Who are the shadow beings? The shadow beings can be referred to as ghosts, if you want to refer to them as that. At least if you listen to Coast with George Norrie, they have had this topic on there many times before about these shadow beings. This is what they refer to them as. We simply refer to them as the Bible states, battle against the principalities of darkness. They symbolize the principalities of darkness. All right? Shadow beings are, if you have light, you have a shadow because the shadow is being cast off of the apparent physical body, all right? And that's what gives you the casting of a shadow. Well, the same regard, you know, the earth has, quote-unquote, light, in which that it receives from the sun, and it casts off shadows. Now, these shadow beings are those in which that have oftentimes have passed on, and they are the ones in which that seek earthly pleasures, okay? Earthly pleasures. Now, there's times when you can see these shadow beings out of your peripheral vision. If you're not looking, you know, too hard to the left or right, you'll see them passing by, and you can see them through your periphery. All right, an individual that sees them on a daily basis, all right, means that it's possible that they themselves or these other astral entities are actually feeding off the person's auric field, and they may need a cleansing, all right? One of the ways in order to cleanse a person of these astral entities is to take an egg and take it and go down your body, front and back, and on both sides, and above the head and below the feet, and take off as much of the negative debris, what is called astral debris or auric debris, and you can take the egg and cast it out and make sure that it breaks to release the negative entity or negative spirit. And then you can soak in the tub for about 20 to 45 minutes in Epsom salt or pink Himalayan salt or black Himalayan salt or sea salt, or some type of salt that you can soak in a cup to two cupfuls and soak in order to rid yourself and cleanse your auric field. And you would do that for at least 7 days. Make sure your head gets submerged, you know, if we can remove these entities from the head area. Now, this is just some of the ways. You can get a book called The Spiritual Cleansing, all right? That book can help with you doing so. You can also sage yourself. Someone can sage you front, top, behind, sides, you know, with sage. You know, especially this is used before ceremonies in order so that no one can bring any type of negative attachments into the ceremony, all right, or ritual. Now, I'm not going to explain the reptilians like they're just creatures, you know what I'm saying? Now, there's been reports now in Bishopville and near Sumter, South Carolina, of the Lizard Man, okay? And this was back in the 80s and 90s, and even probably here recently, you know what I'm saying, of the Lizard Man being in that area. All right, this is a reptilian being in which that allegedly resides underground, all right? And allegedly they don't like human beings, all right? And these entities, as a matter of fact, one of them, there's a story of, and this is the reason why I believe it, is because this is a father and his son. It was in Bishopville, and they had their car, and I think their car stalled or something like that, and next thing they knew, the Lizard Man jumped on top of the car. Okay? Jumped on top of the car and ripped the top with the claws and different other scratches and things over the car. All right? This has been documented in Bishopville, South Carolina. This was seen by a melanated father and his son. All right? So this is not something in which that is made up. This is something that actually took place and has happened. Matter of fact, there's other stories of other people in that area seeing the same type of being. All right? Now, we know that it is said that this species of dinosaurs in which that survived. All right? Species of dinosaurs that survived. This is where we believe that the Lizard Man comes from, is from a species of the dinosaurs, all right? This chronicle evidence that they recently found, which goes undocumented in most cases, but if you get the book Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Creedmoor and Forbidden Knowledge, if I'm not mistaken, by Michael Creedmoor, in those books, it shows that dinosaurs and men existed at the same time. All right, so dinosaurs could have evolved within their species to become humanoid-looking. All right, there is a book, actually a magazine called Nexus Magazine, and also there's another book called UFO Times, if I'm not mistaken, in which that has articles in which that speaks about these dinosaurs evolving to be some type of humanoid-looking being. And we suggest that this is the being in which that attacked the melanated father and son in Sumter or slash Bishopville, South Carolina, that came from that type of species. All right? But the entities in which that we are referring to, which is attached to the first and second chakra of people who become demonically possessed. All right. Now, the word demonic is, you know, is not a word that I like to use, because the word demon comes from the word atum or atumon or atumon, you know what I'm saying, which become the word timon, and timon become the word demon, you know, which is tied back to atum. Atum was the nature in which that symbolized the setting sun. So him and Set actually had the same role in a sense. All right? Because it symbolized the setting sun. So in other words, the time to come become dark. All right? Or shadow time, as it is called. All right? That comes from through Atum. Timon, team on, become the word demon. All right, so I don't like using the word like that, because I understand that it has a negative connotation towards it, because based on the defining by Albions or Europeans in that regard. But we would say this is that these individuals can become possessed by attachments from these astral entities, in which that can activate the R complex portion of the brain, which can change the person's eyes from black and brown, you know, with pupils to circular pupils to in irises, circular to clear icy blue with slits running down the center. Okay, this is what we do know. All right, now how can I speak on this? Well, one the things that I've actually personally seen it. All right? I've seen it. I've personally seen this take place. I was standing in front of a woman no more than a foot and a half away from her. And her eyes is naturally, you know, brown. She was upset, and her emotional body became destabilized. And her eyes changed from, you know, brown irises and black pupils to clear icy blue eyes with a slit running down the center. Some of y'all might have seen the videos with Nicki Minaj doing the same thing. And she tells you that there's an entity attached to her named Roman, a little boy, in which that don't want to leave her. Some of y'all might have seen the same thing with Sasha Fish slash Beyonce, when she states that, you know, there's times when she feel possessed, you know, and she herself couldn't do what Sasha Fish does in the spotlight on stage. All right. Same thing with Jay-Z when he said that, you know, the spirit takes over him, you know. You know, so these are just words and things in which that actors say, singers say, rappers say, that for them to be that great, that is not them doing it. All right. Denzel Washington even have said that at times, that, you know, there's a force or spirit in which that takes over him. And there's many others who have all said, you know, when you're dealing in this realm, and you pretending to be something other than who you actually are, that becomes another easy vehicle for these entities to become attached. And because you're looking for power, you're looking for control. This is what these entities are actually looking for. All right. Notice how these people who have these attached entities oftentimes are the leaders in society, political leaders or figures, entertainment figures, actors, singers, etc. You know, they're the ones in which they always rise to the top. It's because there's another force of power in which that is back in their lower nature. And is living off of their lower nature. And they allow for it to happen because they want the fame, fortune, and money. right? And so anyone who wants these types of things and desire these types of things to a massive level, to a magnitude, this is what happens. Okay, this is what happens. You know, so when you're talking about do reptilians rule the planet, yes, they always tend to, these individuals always tend to rise to top levels in society, within government, within the industries, various industries. And this is oftentimes when you find the destructive qualities of society being emitted from. All right, the eugenics programs, vaccination programs, Frankenstein food called GMO food, the military with the Air Force dropping these chemtrails, utilizing these jets to drop the chemtrails, you know, the industrial or agricultural, you know, with these, with the water, with fluoride in it. Fluoride has been known to calcify the pineal gland, as well as also, you know, many other things in which that is taking place on this planet. So we now know that it's just not one particular entity in which that is doing this. These shadow beings control the reptilians and even the greys. The greys are the ones in which that is allegedly doing all the experiments, you know, on mankind particularly and on some humans. You have Raleigh Martin, who actually, for those who might know who Raleigh Martin is, go back to the days when he was actually teaching this information with Baba Phil Valentine, at his home in Brooklyn back in the early 90s. Okay? And Raleigh Martin was saying that he was abducted as a child by these type of gray entities, in which that took him on space trips and different things like that. And once again, Raleigh Martin is a brother. All right. If it wasn't for accounts coming from melanated people, I would be skeptical, because oftentimes all these accounts only come from Albions or Europeans, Tamahus, as we refer to them as, in which that they speak about anal probing, having sex as hybrids, but they're already hybrid. All right. They've been hybrids for, nearly 6,000 years. Once again, part of their DNA is Neanderthal. And the Neanderthal was cannibalistic. All right. This is why they have more of an aggressive nature than we do. All right. Is a known fact. If you get Jazzy Melanin by Carol Barnes, he states in there specifically that melanin is the distributor of justice. Without melanin, you can't distribute justice properly. You can't have fair play. All right? So when we're looking for the Albion and European to give us fair play in their court system or fair play in any of these games of life, you know, you have to learn how to rig it yourself in order to get the proper results. All right, this is the part of looking beyond just what is on the surface of the de facto law and going to learn the drill law, as law is one of the nine battlefronts. All right, so we must come to the understanding that this is where these entities lie at. All right. And then they get us in their corporations and we get them in front of all our ideas. And then they'll take the ideas and make it as if they are the maker or the producer or promoter, because they do what is called intellectual property theft. All right. Same thing happened with Lewis Lattimore, Randall T. Woods, who worked on the telephone apparatus and also the lighting system. All right, Con Edison and in Granville, in Graham Bell, or Alexander Graham. All right. So I know for a fact that Graham T. Woods and Louis Lattimore, they had to bring lawsuits against Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell on several occasions for stealing their intellectual property. And that's never spoken of. But understanding that you're dealing with these bloodlines, and these bloodlines happily serve these reptilian / shadow beings. And this is the reason why they keep us ostracized from out of their said bloodline. And that's fine, because their bloodline is set up specifically to pass on genetically how to destroy society. All right? Very few will you find that elevates to a or strive towards a higher self or higher consciousness or a higher nature. Most of the time they strive towards the lower self. And thus become easy victims for these astral beings. All right, become very easy as for these astral beings to attach and to make them the puppets. Because that's what it's really about: them using your physical body, mostly as mankind, a kind of man that's not quite human. All right, these Neanderthal genes. Those who have these Neanderthal genes make it very easy for them to tap into in that regard. And having recessive genes particularly, all right, blue eyes is recessive, pale skin is recessive, attached earlobes is recessive, you can't roll your tongue, that's recessive. Light hair, such as blonde hair, that is recessive. So anyone who has these recessive genes become very easy victims for these astral entities to attach. Okay, this is what's really going on. Dr. Malachi Z. York speaks about this within the Sons of Canaan, in his book, all right, in which that it makes sense. You know, because melanin, once again, is the substance of justice. And you can see right now what's taking place in society is that there's no love for the melanated person. All right? And what I mean by that is that it's easy for racial profiling, it's easy for brutality, easy for killing or murdering, lynching. It's easy. All right, for the Albion or Tamahu to do so, but yet at the same time to be so sorrowful for Cecil O'Lion, but have such a disdain for us in which that we look more like them than the lion does, but yet treat us as if we are below the lion and call us animals, but yet you don't see us out here actively going to lynch them, murder them, kill them, harm them. There's no force out here openly saying that they is going to get you back. But what it is that, as it states within the ISIS papers, that there's a fear of assault, or the fear of retaliation, the fear of karma coming back, based on what you have done in history concerning such lynchings and things of such, that you, as the Albion, the Tamahu, are afraid of what could possibly happen. And so you have to think of ways in order to avoid the happenings if they would take place. And that's what all this is about. Get them as babies, vaccines, and you can control and change the DNA. In the vaccines, is formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid, spittle from sick children, sweepings from vacuum cleaners, defecation from other people, urination from other people. All this is as the base of the vaccines, in which they shoot into our children as soon as they come out the womb. And we're talking about more than 8 vaccines given to our children within less than a week of being out of the mother's womb. All right? Once again, who would do this? Why? Well, if your whole premise is power and control, then you become, once again, an easy victim for these astral entities to work through in order to battle against what we refer to as the Syrian beings, because based on certain reports, so-called black, brown, and red people of the planet, i.e. so-called people of color or melanated people, are actually descendants of the Syrian beings, which means of the Nomos. And so there's a battle astrally going on between the so-called reptilians, which that allegedly comes from the star constellation Draco, allegedly, and the Syrian beings who come from the star constellation Sirius A, B, and C, which this solar system is actually a byproduct of the implosion of energy in which that was released from Sirius B. Our sun and the planets in which that was formed came from Sirius B. So actually, we are part of the Sirius constellation, as is a known fact that we travel around the Sirius constellation every 25,000 years or so, which is a renewal of history, as we both travel through the 12 zodiac signs every 25,000 years. Within the 5% teachings, Nation of Gods and Earth, as well within the FOI, or what is called the Student Enrollment Lessons of the Nation of Islam, they speak specifically about a Holy Quran being a 25,000-year renewal of history. So we're going now through a new 25,000-year renewal of history. And this new history means that we are the bearers in which that would take place. Our mindset would take place for the next 25,000 years. So the higher that we can ever, the higher that we can like I can say, mentally levitate consciously, is what would become the four thoughts within the next, or these next 25,000 years. So this is why it's important for the Albion, the Tamahu, to try to change the direction of our thoughts and debase them and effeminize the male species and female species, as he stated that he would do based on the book, Willie Lynch. Even though we know that the book was written by the CIA and, you know, promoted by via the Nation of Islam by Minister Farrakhan during the 1995 Million Man March, we now know that based on Dick Gregory's discoveries, the Willie Lynch book is CIA. However, whether CIA or not, or whether I believe, I can't remember the brother who actually wrote it. The information is true in regards that they would change, turn, you know, the sun into someone who would become, and the female or daughter into someone who would be self-sustaining, who does not need a man, philosophy. Okay? This is a known fact that's spoken of in it, and this is exactly what we've seen is taking place in society. So we was actually already warned 20 years ago that this would be happening at this magnitude or at this level, which that we now see. All right? And once again, this is all part of the reptilian agenda. That's why I'm talking about everything, because this is the things in which that the reptilians are doing by via the shadow beings to put us off our game, as far as tapping back to our higher selves, so that we can actually create a quantum leap for this planet into a new consciousness. All right, they want to keep this knowledge down. This is why rappers are rapping at a third grade level and below. Why 2 Chainz sounds retarded when he rhymes. Okay, this is a retardation factor that is taking place. No longer lyrical skills, no longer originality, no longer innovative, things taking place within hip-hop. This is why Nas said that hip-hop was dead, because those things are no longer there. There's nothing creative any longer coming from there. Very rare do you hear someone in which that you can appreciate and say, damn, that's the way it's supposed to be. But this is all done by the reptilian agenda in order to keep those who have the potential to being a Nomo, which is a Christ, to keep us from being able to be such, to gain that Christ consciousness. This is a war in which that has been waged, according to some, for 10 million years. Alright? So, we want to get your thoughts and beliefs on what is taking place here. We're going to call in for those that want to 6-4-4-35. That's 626-414-3535. If you got questions, give us a call, 626-414-3535. Give us a call.
All around the production.
My music is a weapon when I use it on the reckless. Spaceship hovering throughout the whole region. Open up the sky and take the shortcut to Venus. Getting on my liver, it's a hard pill to swallow. Like comparing your religion to it if the earth is hollow. No need to cry then, let it soak in your tomorrows. Let my music soak up all your bittersweet sorrows. See the sun shining, I lay back and kick it. Staying sucker free is my new way of living. One day we get together, then we all start billing. But the ball that I dribble got me posting like Pippin. Champagne glasses around my organ night pyramid. Glazing at the stars, show the kids where we really live. These solar flares got my DNA 12 stranded. Collect the kids, transfer, feed it to the man's brain. Wash the tall moors, some of us we've been here. To reunite the others to cool the world with wind chills. I put rap to the back for a good reason. 2012-21 was a good season. Fake people get exposed just for who they are. Keep playing traffic in a highway, we're moving cars. My flow brain, the fear of God, see the modern rappers. They crawling back with kicking men and chance a heart attack. Ever since the kid went galactic, my center bracket reached the top and interacted with my solar status. The microphone, I grab it, I guess it's just a habit. A living legend in your presence, sort of like the Mavericks. It ain't about me, nah, but it's about the future. I go to races on it, dealing with the cockadoodles. I sock it to you like a Grammy and your mama used to. The final stage, I ride away just like it's Honolulu. I prove my old school, but since I stayed there, galactic conscious awareness, I got my grades there. See with the eye of hero, no longer bending knees. My inner chiefs are into me when it's time to leave. This modern day crap, I don't even follow it. I'd rather symbolize my name up in the hieroglyphs. Declare peace without Battlestar Galactica. Footstepping backwards on my way back to Africa. To wash the tall moors, some of us we've been here. To reunite the others, to cool the world with wind chills. I put rap to the back for a good reason. 2012-21 was a good season. Fake people get exposed just for who they are. Keep playing traffic in a highway, we're moving cars. My flow brain, the fear of God, see the modern rappers. They crawling back with kicking men and chest, my heart attack. To wash the tall moors, some of us we've been here. To reunite the others, to cool the world with wind chills. I put rap to the back for a good reason. 2012-21 was a good season. Fake people get exposed just for who they are. Keep playing traffic. traffic in a highway, we're moving cars. My flow brain, the fear of God, see they modern rappers. They crawling backwards, kicking men in chest, my heart attacks.
Let's get back to the topic of the reptilians. Are they in control of this planet? Let's get into the reptilians as far as Dr. York also made mention of the fact that we all have reptilian within us. All right. In particular, allegedly, some states that the dinosaur species, as it grew into a humanoid form, actually was the earliest form of the human species. All right, this is what some say. All right, so they've been on this planet, as they would say, for billions and billions of years. Now, one of the things about that is that we understand that if you get the book Matrix 1, 2, and 3 by Val Valerian, he speaks specifically about wormholes, all right, and that we actually was able to come in full form through various wormholes if we was able to transform our bodies into what is called macabres or light vehicles. All right. Now, this is seen within the book, the Bible of Ezekiel, about the will within the will, as well as also Elijah, as he was taken up on a flaming chariot. All right. The word flaming chariot is the word macabre, or macabre. All right. Within the Hebrew. That word is also macabre, is also found within, you get the book Zulu Bone Oracle, in which that Cru de Mutoir does the introduction. He speaks about that on Mars, prior to us coming to Earth, that we existed on Mars, or that was the fifth planet that we was on prior to coming to this planet, which is the sixth planet, in which that there was catastrophe in which that took place in this solar system, in which that was called Molduk and Melona, which was destroyed, in which that formed our asteroid belt that we have now between Mars and Jupiter. Well, the destruction caused solar winds and sandstorms. Well, not solar winds, but winds and sandstorms on the surface of Mars, in which that caused those hominids or humanoid people to go beneath the surface, and those who was on the surface had to impregnate, the men had to impregnate the women, and the women had to transform their bodies into macabres, and they had to come through a wormhole into the planet Earth to manifest here. All right, and this is how life upon planet Earth is said to have come about, based on Cru de Mutoir's information. All right. He said in South Africa, the women are still called macabre to this day. All right, so this is part of their culture. Now, this is the same thing that the Dogon states within the Sirius Temple, the Sirius Mysteries, written by Hope and Murray, and well as also Robert Temple. In these particular books, they speak about that. You get the Pale Fox, it is spoken of within there, about how life came from the star constellation Sirius. So obviously, that was the first planet that we existed on, was a planet within the star constellation Sirius. Malachi Zayok referred to them as the triad suns, or the three suns, Sirius A, B, and C, in which that he speaks about within his writings and books, all right, in which that is he called the planet that, you know, his soul comes from, originally was Rix. This is what he speaks of within the book called The Man from the Planet Rix. All right, and people try to clown him, but he's not talking about the physical body, he's talking about the soul aspect. So the joke is on you if you don't understand that your soul comes from the word solar, which is talking about a son, all right? And so your soul or son did not arrive or developed or come here. You know, it came from elsewhere, as we would say. All right, and this is what is really taking place, and we have to come to the understanding of the understanding of. All right, so these astral entities or dark forces, shadow beings, what it said is that these are the Madekians, that once their planet or moon blew up, the souls had to, or the spirits, I should say, had to finish some type of incarnated state. All right? In other words, had to learn life or life lessons by way of having to be attached to a human vessel or a mankind vessel. Okay? And this is one of the things in which that is said to have had to have happened. The Maldekians is allegedly the reptilians, all right? One of the places that they came to prior to, you know, came to after leaving the Draco constellation. They came into this solar system in which that they dwelt on Maldek, allegedly, all right? All these things can only be verified based on various books written by channelers and those who have said that they've had some type of interaction or witness or heard of somebody else's experience. So what we're doing is simply trying to gather enough facts in order to see how factual it can possibly be. All right. We broke down the creation story versus the evolution story a few weeks back. It was that we destroyed the evolutionary story and essentially destroyed the creation story in a sense. All right. We came to this planet. If you get Michael Creedmoor's book, Forbidden Archaeology, as four human beings. And there's a professor right now who's on YouTube who stated specifically that the only pure humans on the planet or Africans or African Americans. Everybody else is a hybrid because of the Neanderthal genes in which that they have. And these are the ones in which that is easily led by these astral beings, by their attachment, by the first and second chakra, in which that these entities are able to utilize those physical vessels and those individuals as puppets in order to do their bidding. Any physical bidding that they choose to. And sex is one of the ways in which they are able to utilize these energies. All right? These reptilians like to be within the porn field, porno. All right? There's a video right now of a female who eyes changes during this sexual act in which that people have been talking about now for the last few years. I've not seen it, but many people have spoken about it so much so till it's become like an urban damn legend. All right? But this is one of the fields that they like to hide in, is the entertainment, which is, once again, one of the nine battlefronts, in which that porno is one of the major $100 billion industries. Okay, so once again, these entities are hooked to the first and second chakra. These two chakras control the sexual nature of an individual, specifically. So this makes sense for, you know, to be within that field. Or anything based on survival, fight or flight, fear factor, mixed in with the excitement of it all, this is where the reptilians have themselves at the most. Okay? And they excel, once again, to the top based on that. Now, is all reptilians, you know, negative or evil in that regard? No.
right.
Some reptilians are vegans or vegetarian. Some reptilians eat massive amounts of meat. Right. This is based on various reports. Right. And once again, if those go back and watch my Sharman Hiller video, I was talking about the fact that the reptilians didn't have to exist in a way in which that David Icke was referring to it as. All right. As he was saying, as if just the royal family are the ones who have the reptilian genes, and so therefore they keep their lineage pure in order to be able to have communication with these entities, these actual entities. The further away that they get from their bloodline, is the less communication that they have with these entities, and the line gets confusing. Because remember, the whole thing is power and control. How else can you put someone on the throne if they lose knowledge of who they are? All right. So the thing is to know who you are. All right. And that's even go for us. The reptilians aren't the only ones who have to be able to do that. This is for those who are Syrian beings, who's part of the Nomo blood lineage and not the Ogul blood lineage, which is symbolic to the reptilian blood. All right. Even though both sons come from Amma or Sophia, you know what I'm saying? As it's called, you're talking about Ogul is our dollar brawl. That is also reptilian in nature, in that form. But even before that energy, we were. All right, because we're talking about our souls. Our souls are much more ancient than even those entities. All right? And the best way also to overcome these spirits, some say demonic, experience or reptilian energies, is by mastering the science of breath. It raises the kundalini above the first and second chakra, the third and the fourth chakra, into the higher chakras, the fifth, sixth, and seventh chakra, which is called the Holy Trinity. By raising the kundalini into your immortal bodies, you no longer dealing with mortal beings or mortal situations or even the first and second overtone level entities called the reptilians. You no longer have to deal with them, or the grays, in which that do all the experiments, as we spoke about earlier. These are the ones that do the cow mutilations, to get the blood and so forth and so on, who does, the probing of mankind, so forth and so on. So, we don't have to deal with any of that if you raise yourself up, all right, and then you start dealing with your entities, your UFOs, which is like vehicles called macabres, your entities called the Sirian beings, all right? Now, what is Sirius? Sirius is the sun behind our sun, as it is called, all right? Sirius is Sirius A, the brightest star or object in the sky behind Venus, all right? The only star that's closest to Sirius A is Polaris, which is the North Star, as far as in its magnitude of light. But the brightest object is Venus. All right? So Sirius A is very powerful because it symbolizes Isis or Set. The Dog Star itself, as it is called, symbolizes another aspect of Isis or Set's family, which is Enpu or Anubis. All right. Sirius is the door to Orion, which is the man upstairs or the man in heaven. Orion means heaven. All right. Orion comes from Uranus, in which that means heaven in Latin. All right. So when you're saying that you're going to heaven, you're going to where the stars are born, which is through the Orion Nebula, which is near Betelgeuse or Betelgeuse, as it is referred to as within the movie. Okay, so there's a lot of information in which that we have to make sense of it all. Okay, and so as I was telling the brother earlier today, I'd rather listen to our ancestors if they say they had some type of experience or they had some type of metaphorical story or information in which that we can utilize in order to try to bring the pieces of the puzzle together, like the Dogon mythology, or what a Parisian mythology, or the Cree Mutuas stories from South Africa and being a Shaman, coming from that shamanic bloodline, all right? Or Raleigh Martin, or, you know, others, you know, who have had these various contacts. Now, when I was 9, a UFO hovered over top of my head about 150 yards above my head to the right. As I was coming back from the store, I looked up and there it was, and I blinked like 2 or 3 times, and on the, I think it was on the 3rd time that I blinked, it disappeared. But other than that, it was a UFO in which that the lights in which that was around it was going in and out in the colors of the chakras. All right? Understand that UFOs are able to come through via the mind as projections. Your mind can act as a wormhole, as a field of projection, because your mind is the universe in miniature form. I know that some of that shit might have just went over the head, but I understand what I'm saying. Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. Get that book. See, when I speak on something, I'm giving you references. I'm giving you books and people so that you can go back and do your research and study so you can find out the best course of action as far as your historical knowledge is concerned. Okay? All right, once again, we got somebody call in 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Give us a call if you have any questions about the reptilians, about their role here, you know, whatever the case is. 626-414-3535. All right.
I don't need to be a dope boy, my poetry is dope enough. Trapping interstellar while my third eye open up. See through all the lies that y'all telling with a straight face. Return of the luminous ones. Y'all better make way to find a chapter. Find a collapse on all you politicians. They politicking how they lead a world of hot to piss in. The way I think is more deepen in the Grand Canyon. I guarantee this black man would be the man standing. My premonition matched the old man calendar. It's always accurate like a lightweight challenger. For all you wicked witches and the wizard of Oz, you and that man behind the curtain, yeah, y'all fixing the fall. Only a matter of time before shit hit the fan. Here's an idiot's guide for you on how to get a man. I don't need a bunch of homies to ride or die with me. I can call on Hey Root to fly the skies with me.
We going through the transition and the thoughts she wrote. Put on my heart and gave my Jesus to see you back to the pole. Back to the pole. Back my angel time to pray heaven on earth. If I was the last golden child, then return to the birth. We going through the transition and the thoughts she wrote. Put on my heart and gave my Jesus to see you back to the pole.
When I'm riding on this city streets, never really miss a beat. To the point of no return, lest I turn another cheek. Catch me on my dated box, smooth as I wanna be. Just being me, never chilling with the wannabes. God in the flesh, dated bad sister legends. But cosmic history is more than they can understand it. My melanated skin, starburst from the astro. I'm made of dark energy, created from black holes. Know thyself, the only one you can lean on. I got some school books that y'all can break y'all weed on. All right, here's Martin Luther King and slave ships. But what about the underwater cities and spaceships? My mystical mind, we had a government covering. What if the old man took a fly away like a mothership? Where African people were the real Anunnaki, wearing feathers on their heads just to prove feet taller than me.
We going through the transition and that's all she wrote. Put on my heart and gave my Jesus peace back to the pole. Came back my angel time to pray heaven on earth. I was the last golden child that returned to the birth. We going through the transition and that's all she wrote. Put on my heart and gave my Jesus peace back to the pole. Heaven on earth. I was the last golden child that returns his birth.
y'all don't look at me the same. I ain't nothing like I used to be. Upgraded daily through the lies and all the foolery. My treatment can't lose it. I travel back in time, collecting life data for my subconscious mind. The Father let me know that anything is possible by pulling down the universe through my crown chakra. Manipulate the energy is all an illusion. Knowing who you are kills all the confusion. Why 85% judge off my appearance? I use alchemy to create the world potential. My lyrics turn divas right back in the queens. Why dope boys are saying twice appearing back on the scene? Everybody gone mad, blame the media outlet. The new black Hollywood chosen straight out of the project. FOMO and gender war sucking us to the master. Why the whole community going up in disaster?
We going through the transition and that's all she wrote. Put on my heart and gave my Jesus peace back to the folks. Came back, my angel turned the brain, heaven on earth. I was the last golden child that returned to the birth. We going through the transition and that's all she wrote. Put on my heart and gave my Jesus peace back to the folks. Came back, my angel turned the brain, heaven on earth. I was the last golden child that returned to the birth.
So, as we were talking about with the reptilians, they have a tendency of being able to feed off the negative forms of energy, including, as we said, fear, hatred, destruction, envy, jealousy, greed, et cetera, because that's what the reptilian portion of the brain is based on. Its negative traits is based on that. All right? As we said also, that the reptilians evolved in two distinctive places. One on was on Earth as through the reptilians. The dinosaurs was a form or species of the reptilians, as well as the others, as we were saying, from the Draco, allegedly from the Draco constellation. All right, the reptilians become like basically one of the most captivating alien races in our galaxy, because that's what people have been utilizing now as the marquee, such as Creed Mutoir, David Icke. I think Creed Mutoir referred to him as the Chikokwari race, all right, in which that he refers to the reptilians, you know what I'm saying, in that way. It is alleged that the Anunnakians, all right, or the Nubirians, or the Nebarus, that these are reptilians, or these are supposed to be good reptilians, all right. There's been a lot of discrepancy concerning that. You get David Icke's information from his website, as well as also you get Zachariah Ascension's information from the 12th planet, the wars of gods and men. He speaks of the Anunnakians as being the so-called reptilian race in a sense. All right? That's something else that we have to get into. You know that the reptilians is also referred to as the lizard people, the reptoids, reptilian aliens, all right, and we've been involved in a lot of manipulation, you know, and government control on this planet, you know, and some of the actions, you know what I'm saying, is inherited, you know what I'm saying, inherited to, you know, evil, as far as, you know, if we want to use that terminology, you know. So, we know that there's a mixture or a hybrid, once again, mix of reptilian and humanoids. You know, human looking, there's a creature that can shapeshift. And yeah, you'll see actually like a hologram or a holographic pattern over people. You know what I'm saying? All right, that's what you will also see. And allegedly, you know, the actual reptilians is, you know, a tall. They're around 7 to 9 feet, half skelly, green skin, three long fingers, and an opposable thumb with talons at the end, holes for ears, musk and arms, and large eyes with the slit. And oftentimes, if they of the royal family or royal, they have icy blue with the slit, Others you'll see with amber color eyes with the slit. Oftentimes you'll see, brown with a slit. You know what I'm saying? These are just some of the ways in which that it takes place. You know what I'm saying? And they're bent on, allegedly, for dominating of the earth. You know, they're allegedly very intelligent, known as evil. But allegedly, they have telekinetic powers and have a warlike mentality that has driven them to secretly incorporate themselves into our societies for their cause. So they have their own agenda. You know what I'm saying? And when you look at some of the conspiracy theories that is behind the reptilians and how they control, allegedly, these various families, you can see how they utilize these families, you know what I'm saying, to do their bidding, as we stated earlier. You know, so, as we said, there's some in which they say they're here on Earth before us humans lived. Many lived in secret underground or in various caverns around the world, while others believe that they're from, Alpha Draconi or Draco, all right? And, also a system of the Orion constellation, you know? So this is just some of the so-called theories. But I understand, once again, we're talking about wormholes and how individuals or beings are able to get here utilizing, like, for example, when you look at the macabre, for example, if a male and a female comes together and generate their macabre feel, they can actually generate the macabre feel more than 55 feet outside of them and actually incorporate 144 people into their auric field, all right, as the auric field becomes flattened out at the size and begin to look like a disc or UFO or galaxy-like cloud from the side, in which that can incorporate 144,000 people with them, in which that they can take through that wormhole if they understand the secret techniques. And I was initiated into the Flower of Life Mysteries, utilizing the macabre technique of 18 breaths, 24 breath, 28 breath technique in 2002. But I actually learned the technique back in 1999. And we actually, myself and a couple of other brothers, actually did the techniques. We did the, 17 out of the 18 breath technique, and we can feel the energy around us. We was able to feel like an engine or a humming noise around us. So this is real, right? I've personally experienced it. All right, so by 2002, I was initiated to the Flower of Life up under Gavala Melchizedek, all right, in which that we was taught various different other techniques or methods in which that can help with our spiritual growth and enlightenment. All right, so the macabre, once again, is the light vehicle or the flaming chariot in which that is spoken of in the Bible, in which that can actually move you through wormholes, based on being able to transcend or descend various planets, if you want to say materialize and dematerialize and rematerialize, all right, from various planets. You simply put in the coordinates in your mind, and on the 18th breath, your higher self will actually turn your macabre feel that is like a tetrahedron out in front of you to the right to a 90-degree level, and you actually disappear from this particular third-dimensional state into another dimensional state based on your placement of your macabre cell. All right? Solar plexus, heart chakra, third eye, crown chakra, etc., etc. Depends on where you focus your energy at. All right, so that's a different, that goes into a whole different information. But this is what is done, all right? You can also go to aliens-ufo-research.com. and they actually have a picture or of a shadow being. All right. It says that a man that suffered from sleep paralysis, a condition where you are awake but can't move and often see things, set up a camera in his room throughout the night to catch a shadow man that he wasn't sure if was there or was a symptom of his sleep paralysis. He caught this being on the camera. All right. It is on YouTube too, but you can go to alien.ufo.research.com, /research discussion, /viewtopic.php, ? Equal sign or 5386. All right, so you can definitely go there and check out, as we were talking about the shadow beings and how they control these reptilians as well as great. From these various lower astral tones or astral planes. All right. Go to minifee.com, /14/07, /the-reptilian-aliens-and-council-of, HTML, that you can find book on the reptilians and the Council of 13, which is so-called the Royal Family. All right. I don't so much get caught into that, but of course, there's a good, y'all might remember the 80s version of the V, but then you had the V that came out in 2006 or 2007, and by the time that Obama came into office, allegedly, it was, no longer on. 2008-09, it was no longer on. So it only stayed on for a few years, probably about 2-3 years from what I'm thinking about it. But on there, they show the reptilians, as far as if you peeled off the skin, that they was disguised with the skin, but under the skin was a reptilian being. All right, this is symbolic to the fact that the reptilians is attached to the endocrine gland, the first and second chakra. Right, but allegedly part of the Royal Family, like I said, I don't want to get too much into it, because I actually did a videotape on it in which that brother Panic told y'all to probably get, which was the 13 blood clans of the Kilmanazi, in which that I did, which was about almost 15. But on speak about the earth called the Pindar, and how the Pindar is the member of 13 rulers of the Kilmanazi, and it's usually always male. And the title Pindar is actually an abbreviation for the pinnacle of the Draco. It's also known as the penis of the dragon. All right, so symbolically, this represents the power. Hence the reason why you have within the three cities of London, the United States, which is Washington, D.C., and the Vatican, you have the obelisk, which is the Tekken. All right, this is what they refer to it as. Well, of course, we know that that is the phallus of Osiris, who was also green, but they have perverted it to symbolically that it represents the top of the power of control or creation or penetration, expansion, invasion, and fear. The holder of this rank reports to the pure blood or the pure breed reptilian leader in the inner earth. All right, this is what it said. All right, once again, do your research. That's what this is about. All right, your research, that's what it should be about. Please go and do it. All right. Normally, we speak about also the 13 top Illuminati families, in which that you know, they have this connection with these entities. Allegedly, O negative blood type is the blood type of which they like to keep the closest to, because it symbolizes not having the Rh factor, which the Rh factor is allegedly Rh positive, would mean that they have more monkey enzymes or genes, chromosomes of the monkey as compared to someone who has Rh negative factor, meaning that they're more reptilian. All right, this is what is alleged also. Now, recently there's reports that that Marquise D. Levinat is the Pandora, but this is disinformation. The true current Pandora is the head of the Rothschild family and has been for several hundred years. All right, he's based right now, is in Germany near Frankfurt, and in the late 1970s, he oversaw the sister project to the Montauk called MALDA, which is an anagram for the Montauk LSE, Lorraine Dimensional Activity or Activation. This project was located near the city of Strasbourg, France, historically once part of Germany. All right? So go and do your research on that. All right, so the Roman Catholic Church is a pathway for the reptilians. In particular, it worked way through the Black Pope, who was the head of the Jesuits. All right, so we have the Astors, the Bundys, the Collins, the DuPonts, the Morgans, the Freemans, the Lees, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Rimmels, the Russells, the Van Dyne, the Knoops, the Merovingian, the McDonald's, and the Disney family. These are the so-called families in which that these entities like to work with, and these are the families that control vast amounts of money and resources. Okay? All right? Such as the Bruce, the Kennedys, the Hanovers, the Hasburg, but of course the Hasburgs and the Medici. You know, those was actually so-called Black families, or said Black families, all right? So I'm saying that that's worked in there also. You have the Warburgs and the Windsors, all right? And so each of these so-called 13 ruling families or more is given the area on the earth and a particular function to fulfill on the planet, right? These particular functions include global financing, military technology development, mind control, religion, and basically media. All right, so each of these 13 families has a council of 13 as well. And number 13 has a great significance to them. As we know, that 13 symbolizes a new beginning. All right, they know that there is 12 types of energy that passes through the aspects of the mind of God. All right, and the totality of the 12 energies equals a 13th energy. And this is considered the most powerful knowledge. All right, so we also know that there is really 13 zodiac signs, which are fishes, which is the one in which that deals with the wrestling of the serpent. All right, which that, you know, which is actually symbolic to the sign of the dragon in the sense of serpent. All right, and they keep the qualities and the traits of this sign a secret or giving away clues to the reptilian mind pattern, but it's officious, which is situated between Scorpio and Sagittarius, right? Which that actually, instead of 30 to 31 days, actually go down to 13 months and 28 days. All right. So the next layer that is second in command of the families who do the support work for the Pandora and the 13 families. Actually are members of the 300. I have a council of 300. All right. They're connected, or what's called the Committee of 300. Then, you know, these names, you have Agnelli, Bell, Bow, Bush, Cameron, Campbell, Bellio, Cogany, Coolidge, Delano, Curtis Ford, Graham